Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joe Noga is here as he covers the Tribe for Cleveland.com. Joe, the Indians beginning the trek after the All-Star break with it's a pretty daunting task. I mean, let's face it. They've done yeoman's work, I think, to be three games above 500. But this stretch coming out of the break, beginning with Oakland, followed by Houston, and then you've got teams like Chicago, Toronto. I mean, it's going to be a tough stretch here coming up for the Tribe.
Yeah, don't forget Tampa Bay, another team that always plays the Indians tough, also in that upcoming stretch there. So, yeah, you're really going to find out where the Indians stand after the next maybe two and a half weeks of games as we start this final 75 games of the season. And it'll really determine how things go leading into the July 30th trade deadline.
What is the biggest question mark hanging over the Indians' heads right now as they get ready for play tonight?
I think there are several off the field question marks, like a big gray cloud sort of hovering overhead.
Yep.
But on the field, off the field, it's the name change, it's the ownership question, it's all sorts of things that the players can't control. But what they can control on the field is how this sort of patchwork, makeshift rotation performs over the next 2 weeks as they slowly get in position to try and get a guy like an Aaron Civale back and maybe provide a little more stability there. You know, we still don't even know how far away he is from going out on a rehab assignment.
Joe Noga joining us, Cleveland.com, covering the Indians. And, well, you mentioned Civale. Of course, Plesac is back, and that's good to see. Bieber as well. At what point, a guy like Eli Morgan, who goes tonight, we've seen, you know, J.C. Mejia and McKenzie and all these young guys, at what point do you reach where you say, man, are we hurting these young guys? Because it's good in a way. Hey, they're getting some, you know, some big league time, but at the same time, at what point does it begin to hurt some of them, and do you think that's happened for some of them already?
Well, I think for a guy like a Tristan McKenzie, who's, you know, struggled mightily, and he's had all the walks, and he's had the command issues, and he's been back and forth a couple of times to AAA already, but in his most recent outing, goes seven innings, strikes out nine, looks like he sort of figured things out. It's a matter of just being consistent and stringing those things together, and what you're going to get from these 23, 24-year-old starters who really don't have that time and that major league experience is you're going to get up and down and that inconsistency. You mentioned Eli Morgan. Eli Morgan has shown us stretches where he can go, you know, 3-4 into the fifth inning looking really good. That changeup is devastating at times. And then, you know, one bad inning sort of derails things. And you wind up looking at an outing and saying, oh, well, he didn't do great. Well, there were four-plus innings in there that were really good and what we really want to see out of him. And it's just a matter of sort of managing the expectations with these young guys like Morgan, like J.C. Mejia.
What is the timetable on Shane Bieber?
Your guess is as good as mine. if what we've heard is that he had just started picking up weighted balls and doing that, he hasn't really progressed into a throwing program yet, was the latest that we had heard. So once we hear that, then we can get a more sort of specific timeline. I would be shocked if he is back in any sort of shape to take the mound at Progressive Field anytime before mid to late August.
What do you make of some of the young bats that, and again, that's another thing we've seen, you know, some younger guys, some guys that we've seen before that were sent down now get called back up. What do you make of, looks like Oscar Mercado's confidence is certainly up there, at least it was right before the break. Bobby Bradley has done well. Daniel Johnson recently called up. As far as these young guys, do we forecast maybe a combination that will seem to work, you think, in the outfield and just with this team in general?
Well, you mentioned Oscar Mercado. Really, what I took away from his spring training was that the issues that he was having weren't necessarily physical, were less mechanical and more sort of between his ears. He was really sort of, you know, his confidence took a beating during the 2020 season. It's good to see him back and excited and swinging the bat well in his, you know, brief time back with the club. Bobby Bradley has been nothing short of impressive, and it's sort of a continuation of what he did in spring training. In his last 14 games, a 956 OPS, 4 home runs, you know, his strikeout, he's still striking out. He's 18 strikeouts in those 13 games, but he's using left field. He's hitting the ball with authority. He's making good decisions. Really impressed with what Bobby Bradley has brought ever since his recall to the team. And Daniel Johnson is a piece that they expect to sort of fall in line and produce that way too. With Eddie Rosario on the injured list, right now, he's sort of getting this is like a freebie for him, an opportunity to get out there and show what he can do potentially. And if Johnson is able to do something consistently, maybe that makes Eddie Rosario a trade chip and somebody that they can free up to make a deal.
As we approach the deadline, do you expect the Indians to be sellers?
I not wholesale sellers, not tear down to the stud sellers. That's not the Chris Antonetti and Mike Chernoff blueprint game plan. I don't expect a mass exodus of veteran players, but I think if the offer is right, a guy like a Cesar Hernandez or an Eddie Rosario or even a Brian Shaw, nobody on the roster I think right now is sacred, with the possible exception of Shane Bieber, maybe Jose Ramirez, just because of the way his contract sets up. But right now, Antonetti is probably fielding calls for several veterans on the roster.
Joe Noga joining us, covers the Tribe for Cleveland.com. Indians in Oakland tonight to begin the second half of play following the All-Star break. All right, so you actually took me right where I wanted to go there, because John Heyman had that tweet not long ago talking about, well, you know, hey, he could see Bieber being moved and Ramirez being, and to your point, yeah, I mean, anybody's fair game, but I think when, especially around these parts, you know, with Indians fans, they're like, wait, the last thing they want to hear is Jose Ramirez is maybe going to get dealt. What did you make of what Heyman had to say?
Well, I think there's a lot, there's truth to anything that like a little bit of truth in there. On something that he puts out like that. But I don't think it's likely that either of those guys gets dealt, just because the Indians believe that even this year and beyond, in 2022, 2023, they believe they can contend and make a run at the playoffs in each of these next 3 years. And you're not going to do that if you're selling off a controllable Jose Ramirez and a controllable Shane Bieber, who are value for what you're able to pay them right now. The payroll is going to go up next year. It's the second lowest in the league, around $49 million this year. It's crazy that, you know, Pittsburgh at 46 is the only one lower. And there's going to be addition to the roster in terms of cash there. I just don't see them, you know, selling off those pieces as valuable as they are and as big a part as they can play for this club.
Joe, we had Doug Nikhazy on, the Indians' second-round pick, earlier today in the show. What was your overall impressions of the draft?
Really interesting that they went, 19 of 21 picks were college pitchers.
Yep.
Nikhazy, they got sort of he a little more seasoned than the guy they took at the in the first round, Gavin Williams, who's he throws hard, 98 miles an hour, but only has three pitches. Nikhazy's a little bit more of one of those crafty lefty types, mid 90s. I thought he was a good pick. He's had there was a DUI arrest in there, so there might be a character issue that made him fall back into the second round, but overall I think a solid pick. The Indian scouting department and the guys who put the draft together, they've done an amazing job with the college pitchers they've selected over the last 5 years. You need look no further than Beaver, Plesac, and Savali to prove that point. And the guys in the minors that they have, Tanner Burns is a name that stands out. He's I believe at Lake County now. They know what they're talking about when they scout these college guys, and Nikhazy seems to fit that mold.
Joe, let's go back to the beginning of our conversation here, and you talked about you got on the field and you've got off the field, and I want to focus on one of those off the field issues, and that being minority ownership and could they be? Let me just pose it this way: if you were to guess, and I know it's strictly a guess, on a timetable for when this could happen, when the Dolans and the Indians could be looking at maybe a cash infusion of sorts from minority ownership, what do you think?
I would say the far end of the spectrum by the end of next year.
Okay.
I would say the near end of the spectrum, sometime late in the off season, maybe the beginning of next season. That would just be a guess as far as when something like that would come together. I can't imagine anything happening, between now and the end of this season. That would just be too quick.
We just had the All-Star break, obviously the All-Star game, and Shohei Ohtani has been the focal point, should be the focal point at the Midsummer Classic. But I think he's kind of gone under the radar, if that's possible. I think it has been possible and has been the case. What do you make of Shohei Ohtani, what he's done, and then maybe are we even following it enough, talking about it enough, just the average people on the street talking about it enough?
Well, I think the fact that he plays on the West Coast really does play into this. Not everybody sees what he does on a daily basis, on a nightly basis. And what he's doing and what he's accomplishing is nothing short of amazing, and it's not been done. I mean, think about, Bo Jackson, I think, hit 31 home runs and averaged 5 yards rushing in one season, baseball and football.
89, yep.
Yeah, 89. Shohei Ohtani is essentially doing that. He's striking everybody out, and he's leading the league in home runs. I worry about fatigue with him and, wanting to get out there and do as much as he possibly can. But you saw at the end of that home run derby, his round in the home run derby, he was gassed.
Yep.
You could just see the fatigue. It's impressive what he's doing. It's amazing. You want to sort of just pump the brakes and make sure that he's around long enough for us to enjoy, I guess. I do not regret one instant my Rookie of the Year vote for him. At the time, I was like, does he really deserve Rookie of the Year back 2-3 years ago? And that was, in retrospect, I'm like, that was 100% the right call, voting for that award for him in the postseason.
All right, Indians and A's getting the second half underway tonight in Oakland, and the Indians with a very tough stretch here leading into the trade deadline. Should be interesting. Joe Noga does a great job covering the Tribe for Cleveland.com. Joe, we appreciate the time. We'll do it again soon, pal. Thank you.
Guys, thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.